But if a cow was pretty happy and had a more gentle sound?
She would be,
say during feeding time.
Well, let me see. Now, I really can't answer that. I don't remember.
How about a horse? Remember what you...
Well, the horse would nicker when you were going to feed him.
Would you call a cow a low? That'd be a low?
I guess you would, but I can't remember.
No term for
that. Whether we had a term for it or not, I don't think so, really.
Did you ride? Did you have a horse? And did you ride very much as a girl?
Not too much. We had a horse, one horse, that... my brother would ride it some, and he fell off and almost got killed, and they wouldn't let me ride it, and I wanted to ride, so I'd steal out and ride the neighbor's horses.
I see.
But horseback riding was not something that we did.
I was wondering, did you have a saddle of your own, or?
In the age that I came up in, the girls would have used a regular saddle. But in my grandmother's age and my mother's age, they had a side saddle. That the ladies rode with a side saddle. I have one.
Is that right?
Red velvet.
Uh-huh.
And how they stayed on, I don't know.
How about the things you would hold?
Saddle horn. You'd hold on to the saddle horn.
To guide the horse.
Reins.
The reins.
Uh-huh.
And the thing that you put your feet in?
Stirrups.
And when you come to grief on a horse and you find yourself on the ground, you might say,
fell off the horse.
Fell off the horse. Uh-huh. And would you say the same thing if a little boy had a dream and found himself on the floor?
Fell off the bed.
Fell off the bed.
Mm-hmm.
And speaking of little boys like that, he would be, say, age 3. You say, how old is he? He is 3.
He's 3 years old.
3 years old. And curious thing about referring to two horses or two mules or two oxen. Remember those terms?
A horse or horses would be for more than one. A pair.
Excuse me. It would be a pair.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Whether it was male or female, or both males or both females, it would still be a pair.
Both horses and mules.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't ask you, but did you have any recollection of oxen?
No, but I heard my grandfather talking about it because they were used very extensively. And he came up and they were called yoke of oxen.
Yoke of oxen.
Uh-huh, and you had the old yoke. I remember seeing the old wooden yoke that they used to hitch them.
Mm-hmm. On it. Would they use it on farming or just in logging?
Well, his experience was in the logging because he worked at a sawmill as a very young man coming up.
Mm-hmm. By the way, did you have a special name for, say, 4 horses or 4 mules attached to
a team?
That would be a team.
A team of horses or a team of mules.
Two alone would be a pair, and then
would
be a team.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And would you just describe, best as you can remember, how you get a wagon ready to go to town?
Hitch it up.
Uh-huh.
You'd hitch up the wagon
and
to go to town.
Oh, you have to remember that?
To hitch up the wagon, it was what we said, but you really hitch up the mules. You you put the bridle and the collar and the